back to Big Titan Talk with the Anime Nay. We're here once again to take a deep dive into Attack on Titan, the final season, and we're all crying over it, but here we are. And alas, I said we. Today, I'm joined by the wonderful Shalina from Hot Girl Anime. So welcome, Shalina. How are you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. So Shalina is a co-creator of Hot Girl Anime, and I am so excited to have you, another Black girl who's an anime fan. So exciting.
Period.
Yeah, so I've been following you guys for a little bit now, and you guys are always posting the best content, I have to say. I love the content. Yeah, the page is so well-rounded. I mean, we get a lot of, like, fresh new like all the news about anime that are coming out. I've seen some anime on you guys' page, so I was like, all right, I have to check out. I think one of you guys loved, do you guys both like Castlevania?
Jasmine was the one who put me on. I just started, well, not just started it, I'm on season 3 now. So yeah, we both love it.
I saw one of you guys posting about it, and I had just started it too, so I was like, okay, they're on all the waves. What are you watching right now?
Literally Attack on Titan. I have not watched anime for the past, like, 3 months until Attack on Titan came out. And I was like, oh, I gotta hop on it. I have to hop on it.
No, I feel that. So, I've been trying to watch different stuff, but Attack on Titan has, like, obviously taken up a lot of my brain space. So, I've been trying to watch Dragon Ball Z, because I feel like it's good anime content. Like, it's good anime, but it's not too much right now compared to Attack on Titan. So, but yeah, I feel you on that. Attack on Titan has been my go-to as well, for sure. So I wanted to ask you guys, or ask you, how you guys kind of came up with it, you and Jasmine.
So I started Hot Girl Anime last summer. So I would say June, July, 2019. It was basically because I had my personal Twitter account and I would always talk about anime, but like my friends in real life, like, they don't watch anime, so I felt like I was annoying them with so much. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own anime page. So I started off on Twitter. Like, Jasmine was not a part of it. I started it on my own. Okay. Jasmine came along, like, I would say February, March of this year? Yeah. Because social media is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So I was just like, I need help. I need help. So I asked my best friend to, like, hey, can you help me out, please? Can you join? Because I'm drowning over here. So, yeah, that's how Hot Girl Anime became. I got the name Hot Girl was from Megan Thee Stallion because she always calls herself a hot girl and she loves anime. So I was just like, okay, Hot Girl Anime, period.
No, period. I love, like, okay, I am a Megan Thee Stallion super fan as well. So I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, have to follow.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. So we're going to go through a brief overview, and I always say brief, but this episode we were just talking before we started recording, like, this episode is jam-packed with so much stuff, and we can talk about that a little bit later too. So the episode begins with a meeting between the Marleyan generals and basically the Marleyan government, and they're talking about how the rest of the world pretty much still looks at them as weak, even though they won the previous war, because they don't have all the Titans and they can really only fight on land. And one of them says, do we not have Titans with wings? Now that gave me a little like, you know, a little bit of like a, oh, I will also say that I don't read the manga. You read the manga, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I feel like you probably have a lot more knowledge base than me. So every single tidbit they give us in this show, I'm like, what? Like, literally grasping on everything.
Okay. Ooh, girl, you went for a surprise.
I know.
Ooh, you're in for a surprise.
Okay, cool. So then Zeke stands up and says that they really need to go back to their original plan to basically destroy Paradise Island, and so they can get the Founding Titan back, and so they can show the world that they're not really, you know, want to be messed with. And he wants to redeem himself and right the wrongs of his father, Grisha. I have so many questions about this man, Zeke, but we'll leave that there. So then after the theme song, we get a scene between Zeke and Colt. And basically Colt is like praising Zeke and saying how he's special and asking him what his secret is. But Zeke just cracks some jokes and doesn't really say very much. And then a Marlin commander comes up and reveals that every single ship that they sent to the island where Aaron and all of them are at has not come back. And Zeke pretty much says that, like, yeah, we don't have to just worry about the Titans. But Mikasa, Levi, and the rest of the gang will also get in that ass. And he had
a flashback too.
Yes.
He was like, oh, no.
Yeah, he was like, nah.
They are not the ones to be messed with.
They are correct. He was like, nah, not them. So yeah, then we see Rhina and we get to meet, I don't really know how to say his name. Is it Galliard?
Ooh, I don't know, girl. I just be reading. I don't pronounce it out loud.
Right. I be talking to my friends. I be trying to say these names. And I'm like, y'all, please just, I'm butchering it. I already know. But I'm going to go with Galliard. So we meet Galliard, who is the Jaw Titan. And he basically ate, what was her name? Ymir.
Yeah.
Which is wild, but it's crazy because Galliard, when he first popped on the screen, I was like, he looks like that one guy, and he's Odu's brother.
Who?
The guy who originally was Jaw Titan, like the one who Ymir ate.
Oh yeah, the little brother.
Yes.
Because there was three of them that was sent. It was Reiner. It was, what was her name? Annie and the other kid. Oh, wow.
Yeah, wait, it was four. So it was Bertolt, Rhina, and what's her name? Annie. And,
oh, yes, four.
Yeah, whatever the guy's name. For some reason, his name is totally slipping my mind. But when he popped on the screen, I was like, wait, is that dude? But that makes sense, I guess. And then we also meet the Cart Titan, whose name I definitely cannot pronounce. It's like Peck or Peck, maybe? I don't know, but she looks...
The girl with the crutch. That's how I call her.
Yes, the girl with the crutch. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is the cart titan? Like, this woman who, this injured lady, but.
Can barely stand up.
Right, can barely stand up on her own two feet right now. And yet this woman is annihilating people on all fours. But hey, more power to her. So yeah, and then we kind of get posed the question of what's going to happen to the Titan Warrior unit and the Eldians now that the war is over. Like, are they going to be safe? Or are they going to begin to be treated basically like how the other Eldians are? So yeah, we get a little discussion between the kids that are all up to be the next Armored Titan, and then Reiner comes in to check on them. And he has more flashbacks of when he was young, when him, Annie, Bertolt, and the other guy, when they were all in training. And he looks sad. Like, it looks like he's, like, reaching out to them, like, no, don't do it. Don't follow my same path. And then we get to see all of them on a train back to their hometown. And our young guy, Falco, he has a moment of kind of like not trusting the process. Like, he's kind of like, why are we even doing this? Like, is someone going to become the Armored Titan and then end up dying soon after? Like, what kind of life is that? And Reiner shuts that down quick. He's like, what did you just say?
He legit blacked on him. He legit.
His face looked like, excuse me, sir. But at the end, though, he says, that Falco has to rescue Gabby from the darkness. And I'm like,
what? I'm just like, does Reiner have like a multiple personality disorder? Because it's just like one minute he's like with the Marley government and the other side. I guess it's because his years spent at Paradise Island, it's just like he's like split between the two, because you've seen the two worlds and seen like, okay, they kind of have a point, but they also have a point. But I'm only siding with their point because, like, I'm with them. No, and I might die if I disobey them, so.
Yeah, 100%. And I can't lie, I definitely want Reiner to, like, now I'm going to say I want him to go to the other side, but honestly, like, I don't even know what the sides are at this point. Like, but, yeah, I think he's definitely deeply traumatized from
having
to live this double life for so long. I don't even think he knows anymore. Cause you know, I think, I don't know what psychological, I can't remember what psychological thing it was, but like if you spend enough time like with the enemy, you begin to like think like them and behave like them.
Oh, Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like he's definitely, he has a lot of that going on for sure. But yeah, so we get to see all of them arrive back in their hometown, and everyone's happy to and greeting them and just happy to see them. And then we see that Gabby and Reiner are from the same family, and they have a little family dinner once everyone's home. And they ask Reiner about the island and like what he experienced there, because they're all like, yeah, it had to have been gruesome, like we can't believe you survived that. But then he goes into like a little story about it. He's saying that it was awful and it was hell. But the thing for me, I was like, the things he was saying, I was like, this don't
yeah sound like this doesn't sound like like she ate a potato and like gave like legit 1/4 of it. I'm just like,
right, I'm like,
how is that bad?
I'm like, yeah, they're really devils. And surely enough, the rest of them are looking like, wait, that doesn't sound that bad. And Gabby is like, wait, I thought they were all devils. Like, you're telling me they're, like, not bad people? And again, somebody mama, I don't know if that was Reiner mama, who shut that down and said, no, those people are bad. Don't forget that they left us here to rot and die. So Reiner kind of, like, fixes himself and is like, okay, true. Like,
wait, it is true. I have a question. Mm-hmm. What do they, like, actually think of the people on the island? Like they saying they're devils, but, like, girl, they don't know the history, right? They don't know, like, they were forced to leave, and they don't know, like, their memories were wiped, right? Like, before the walls went up?
That was one of the questions I had. I have absolutely no idea. It's confusing to me because in my head, it's like, okay, all the people on the island are totally clueless to everything that's going on. Or, I mean, they were until now. And all of the people that are in the Marley, like, in the Marleyan land or whatever in their country have these all these ideas about these people. And I'm like, who told y'all that? Like, who fed y'all all of this stuff? And really, what is the truth? Like, I don't know. But I don't think that they do. I don't think that they know that their minds were their minds were wiped when they got to the island, though.
Maybe, like, Aaron and them, but, like normal people, they
don't know. Right. So, after that, the next day, we get to see a meeting in the Beast Titan's office with all of the Titan warriors that they have right now. So, we see Zeke, Reiner, and Galliard, and what's her name again? Tyke?
Pique?
We don't know. Shoot. That the woman with the crutch. We get to see a meeting between them, and they're trying to decide what they're going to do, because if the Marley government falls, then all Eldians are in danger, which means they're in danger. And you know, I never looked at it like that. I really never looked at it like that. So they bring up the Tiber family, I think it was called, the Tiber family, who has the Warhammer Titan. Now, this whole time, I was waiting on that final Titan to come out. This whole time, I was like, when are we going to meet this final Titan? But I guess they're coming. So they said that the Tiber family holds the Warhammer Titan, and apparently that Titan has never been on enemy soil, but now they're at the point where they absolutely need that Titan. And I guess the Tiber family really wants to help the Marleyan government as well. So they're gonna go on a unified stand and put out all of these claims, acclamations, and put stuff out in the paper saying that by the end of this year, they're gonna have all of the Titans and basically destroy Paradise Island. And the fate of the Marleyans and Eldians all depend on it. So to end the episode, we see that the Marleyan commanders are actually listening in to their meeting, and we can see they pretty much don't really trust the Titan warriors that much, and there might be something actually fishy going on, because they're basically trying to decode every single thing that the Titan warriors are saying. And at the very end of the episode, we see Reiner kind of off by himself, and he says, am I really going back to that island? And that's the end. Now, I'm going to just say, I feel like this episode could have dang been like 2 episodes, for real. Woo child, yeah, that was a lot.
And I know you said you haven't read the manga, but like, ooh girl. I want to say because I don't want to spoil it for you or the viewers. But just for those who've read the manga and watched that episode, y'all know when you saw that, you was like, oh, you know.
See, okay, Attack on Titan was the first anime that I was like, I'm dang near tweaking not reading the manga. But I love the anime so much that I don't want to spoil it, but it's like, I want to know.
That
I feel like after the anime is done, I probably will go back and read the manga because I want to know everything.
Yeah, because I read the manga like after the basement scene, probably like 2 years ago. So I've forgotten a lot of what happened in the beginning of this arc.
So one of the first things I wanted to talk about was something that we kind of already touched on, but like, what is really being told about Paradise Island? And my question is like, why is it that this narrative is even being told? Like, what does it matter what the people on the island are doing? Like, why is it that everyone has to be taught to hate them? I really don't understand. Maybe it's because they're like, we don't want people to empathize with them and try to like save them. I don't know. I'm just confused about that in its entirety.
I guess because like when they first left and made that island, I guess the king at the time took probably like 2 or 3 titans with him. So, and then the Marley people was just like, oh no, we need all of them. So I guess they just made up this lie saying, oh, those people are devils, like they're gonna use the titan powers to destroy us all if they want to one day, so like we have to destroy them before that happens. And I'm just like, nah, they chilling over there, like they not worried, they don't know about you, they don't know about you, they don't care about you, like
right, they are not checking for y'all. They're not, like, they're literally, they like, that is probably the funniest part of the show to me. Like, all the people in Paradise Island are clueless. Oblivious. Right, oblivious. They don't even know that guns exist, that planes exist. Like, they don't know about any of this stuff. There are whole other countries. Like, there are wars happening, and they have no clue.
They have no clue. They just in their walls, like, milking their cows, collecting firewood, like...
Literally. And it's interesting how like how far the show has come, because the original problem of this show was that titans were like attacking them, you know, like there are these people living in these walls and titans were attacking them and eating them, and it was like, okay, dang, like that's a crazy huge problem, like I don't know how they're about to solve this. And then the show goes on and you're like, okay, maybe there's more to this problem than we thought. And now it's literally like the original problem of the titans is not at all a thing. Like we are not even really concerned with titans eating humans at all anymore.
Like, and it's so funny how like the Marley government, they just be like bothering them unprovoked. Like the reason why there's titans on that island trying to like eat the people within the walls is because of them.
Literally every single titan that has showed up on Paradise Island is someone that was turned into a titan by the Marlin government. And I'm like, what the heck?
I mean, it begs the question, like if y'all have like a limited unlimited amount of like humans you can turn into titans, and if you really wanted to destroy Paradise Island, y'all could have done what you did in the first episode, like threw some people off the thing and invaded them. But what's really like taking y'all so long to do that?
It has to be something. And even like truly, if they really wanted to destroy the island, they could even literally get Beast Titan on a plane and fly him over Paradise Island. Everybody would literally not know what it was. And he could do the whole, you know, yell out thing.
Right.
And turn every, like, and that's another thing. I don't know if you've read about that in the manga, but I really want to know more about Beast Titan's power. Like how he can just turn people into titans with his voice.
It's called, what's it called? Dang. It's something. I know it was reserved for the founding titan. Like they have that power to, like, you know, remember what was it, season 3 where Historia and her family, like they were supposed to inherit this Titan power passed on. And that was just reserved for them so they can like control all the Titans. But of course, Aaron and his father took that, and now Aaron has the power, and they was like, oh no, that can't happen. Like, I don't know why it can't happen, because it seems like he can use it, but so I guess the Beast Titan also has that power. Oh, it could be because, okay, I'm not gonna say.
No, but I just remember something, and it might be slightly what you're thinking, but we talked about anime, but you remember how Zeke's mom is of royal blood?
I was about to say that.
Yeah, I felt like that's where you were going. I was like, I think she's about to bring that. It just popped into my head too. Like, he is of royal blood. I totally forgot.
Yeah, and I remember in the second episode, I don't know who asked him, but it was something like towards the end of the episode, like, why are you so special? Or something along those lines.
Yeah, it was Colt, because he was like, yeah, like, Zeke, you are the man. How are you like this? And he even said, you aren't of royal blood at all.
Yeah.
And Zeke didn't say nothing to that. And he just started talking about, like, yeah, eventually you'll find out all my secrets about how I use the bathroom. Like, but I was like, hold on, he is of royal blood.
From the other people.
I was gonna say, like, something is really going on with Zeke, and I have to know what it is. So, okay, well, again, you are like in the manga, so you might know a lot more, but I always ask people, like, whose side are you on? Do you think there are sides? Like,
how definitely Aaron. Definitely Aaron. I'm fully on board with Aaron. Malcolm X, Jaeger, like, period. When I tell you he goes full Malcolm X, Huey P. Newton, like, ain't no stopping that boy. And I'm for it. Before, when I first read the manga, I was just like, I don't know if I like the direction Aaron is going on. But I was just like, I really had to sit back and think about it. Like, no, these people are oppressing us, so like by any means necessary, period. By any means necessary. Oh, yeah. I totally agree with Aaron.
Yeah, and you, okay, so it's really hard for me to watch the show and not compare it to just like the universal struggle that, you know, some minorities face when trying to be looked at as like better than by your oppressor. Like how there are some Eldians who are trying to prove to themselves and to the Marlian government that they're not like other Eldians.
Yeah, they're
like,
coons.
What you said?
They're coons. Yep.
No, yes.
They're coons.
Absolutely. Like, I'm like, as strong as Gabby is, and I want to root for her because I'm like, okay, you're a strong woman. Like, I'm messing with that for real. But at the But it's kind of like how she has no choice but to be. Like, when all people around are like, yeah, those people are terrible, we're good, and like it's our job to prove to them. it's honestly kind of sickening, I can't lie. Like, when I realized that's what this was going toward, I was like, dang, not the black struggle all up in attack.
Not the black struggle. Ooh, oh, this is hitting a little bit too close to home.
I was like, ooh, okay. Talk about like they're savages and stuff. I was like, oh, not these people just trying to live their lives. Like, oh my God.
I was watching a TikTok and someone said, like, it's so funny how minority groups are raised to like be racist and discriminatory against other minority groups. When you're a minority yourself, that's exactly what's happening with the Eldians on Marley land. I'm just like, girl, like, those are your people over there, all right? And you're trying to kill them, like, you're one and the same,
right? And a huge question I had once we found out in season two that Bertolt and Reiner were Titans and that they like caused all of the shit that happened in Paradise Island to begin with, as I kept watching it, as we got into season three and we were seeing that like Reiner, and then we're still struggling with everything that they did, and like still looking at Eren and Armin and all of them as their comrades, I just kept thinking, like, why are y'all not giving this up and just joining them? Like, if you guys, if Eren with the founding Titan and Attack Titan, Colossal Titan, Armored Titan, and Colossal and Armored Titan, like, they all were a thing, I'm like, you guys could probably figure all of this out. Like, y'all could probably make some change, but then I realized, like, oh, but they're actually brainwashed. Like, they've actually been living a life of service to a government that despises them and constantly reminds them, yeah, like, art less than, stay in your place and be thankful that we're allowing you the space that we're giving you. Jesus. Okay, so would you say that the manga and the anime are kind of closely done, or how do you feel about that as a manga reader?
Yeah, I appreciate how they're sticking to the story. Of course, like, the order of what when things happens are different to, like, suit the flow of the show, but, like, it's still all the same, I believe. I appreciate that.
Okay, do you feel like, so one of my thoughts is, like, this episode in 30 minutes, or not even 30 minutes, like, in 20-something minutes, they gave us so much.
And I was
so
like, much.
How much, like, this was actually spread out in the manga compared to this, like, 22-minute episode?
Like, the little parts where you, like, see, I don't want to say it, but, like, once again, for the people who read the manga, y'all know, but once you, like, see those certain, like, I would say, like, 2-3 seconds of that scene, like, that was never in the manga. Like, they had, like, this whole panel of, like, okay, this is what's happening. And so I really like how they did that. Like, they separated it and made it, like, suspenseful and be like, oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this, I will say that Attack on Titan is one anime that I have had faith in terms of staying pretty close to the manga and, like, not just doing anything, but I'm not going to
fuck it up at the end. They better not.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I really hope that they don't, but I mean,
it'll be like Game of Thrones all over again.
But for someone like me, I won't even know. I feel like if they do fuck it up in the end, we'll all feel like, I don't feel fulfilled. But someone like me who doesn't know the manga, I'm probably going to just still be clueless. But I have a feeling I'll end up reading it, though. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, you should, girl. You should. I really want to, like, collect the full manga set, all with all the volumes, because it's just, like, that's how good of a manga it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, do you have any, like, are there any questions that you have that are, like, pressing you about Attack on Titan?
I said it earlier, like, why, if the Marley, like, army has this much technology and advancement, like, they could have easily wiped out the Paradise Island, like, long time ago. So why haven't they done it before? I think it's already answered in the manga, but, like, I forgot. Like, it's been so long since I've read it from the start. So, but yeah, that's my question. Like, why they waited so long to, like, wipe them out? Like, they already have the tools. Like, they have it already, so.
That is true. So for me, okay, I don't want to say what I saw online because it's definitely a spoiler, but I was going to say that the only thing for me that would even be keeping them from, that would be keeping them from doing that is the threat of them releasing the Titans in the walls. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if they were really, really that concerned about that threat, would they have sent Armored Titan and Armored Titan and Colossal, Reiner and Bertolt in the first place to
aid? Yeah, to break the wall. Right.
Yeah, I'm like, that right there was enough. And my question is, why did the founding Titan, like, when one of the Rice, when the Rice girl, I think it was the Historia? Oldest daughter, when she,
oh,
not Historia, but the daughter who had the founding Titan before Grisha had it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why, when all of this chaos first happened, why didn't they do something? Like, why wasn't their action from the Rice family? Like, why once the wall was broken, everything was like turned into chaos, when Grisha showed up to their house, they were just like in the basement praying, like in the little crystal, crystal tower.
Maybe they felt like they were given a chance to live without being oppressed like the other people on the island, because they hold the memories of the people in the past, and they were like, oh snap, like we are treated horribly over there, why would we ever go back there, we can just stay peacefully in this island.
Wow, that is 100% true. And you know, that begs the question, like, is ignorance bliss? Like, should, well, not if the Marleyan government is planning on attacking you. I was gonna say,
right.
I was gonna say, dang near, maybe they should just mind their business on Paradise Island. But at the same time, when the Marleyan government is planning on annihilating you, then it's like, okay, no, we gotta actually take some action here. But do you feel like you as a person, if you were in Aaron's shoes, you found all this stuff out, but let's just say that they weren't planning on coming for you. They weren't planning on attacking Paradise Island. Like, they were gonna let y'all live peacefully and within the walls. Would you keep it all in and not say anything to the rest of the world and continue to, like, you know, open up the, or just continue to reclaim the territory so that people can continue to to move out back into where they were before? Or would you, like they did, tell everyone the truth and try to, like, you know, I don't even know what they're trying to do, really, but would you try to change it, or would you stay in your little bubble?
Oh, the guilt will eat me up. So I would try to provoke change. It would eat me up. Like, knowing, like, I'm living here peacefully while my people, legit my people on the other side, are like going through trauma and like oppression. I wouldn't. But would they even have like the little armament on the scouts if they weren't attacking them?
I'm gonna say, you mean if the Marleyans weren't attacking them, would the scouts exist?
Yeah.
So I think yes, because, I mean, the scouts were formed to adventure beyond the walls and to basically just, like, discover what's really going on. But I agree with you, and I also wouldn't be able to deal with the guilt of knowing the truth. But also, I couldn't, like, since you mentioned the scouts, I couldn't allow the scout troops to still be a thing and continue to fight Titans and die, knowing good and well that Titans are Eldians and we're fighting our own people. And but to be honest, like, every time you see a Titan, like at the end of, I think, season 3, when Aaron, they come across a Titan right before they get to this the ocean and the sand and everything, so they see a Titan and Aaron kind of touches him, he's like, he's a patriot or something like that. He's like a fallen warrior. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so sad. Like, they're literally turning just people into these creatures.
I would have been like, okay, scouts, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stop attacking these people. We're going to stop killing Titans, all right? Because they one of us, all right? We have blood. You feel me? And then we're just going to focus on our plan to free our people in chains, take the shackle off my feet, please Lord, because that's what we need to do. All right, they over there have little arm patches, like, oh no, like, we not finna have that, no siree. So
literally arm patches, talking about, don't remember, Eldians don't have any privacy, like, oh my God,
like, that is
so. All in all, you would say that Attack on Titan is a pretty decent anime adaptation compared to the manga.
Phenomenal.
Okay. Well, I like to hear that. Do you read any other mangas at all?
Currently, I'm reading Chainsaw Man and The Promised Neverland. Like, I finished The Promised Neverland, but I'm reading, like, the little spin-offs, like, with Sister Crone and the new one with Mother Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Nice. So
I'm reading those.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you feel like is the worst anime adaptation you've seen of a manga? If you have one, like if you think that one is bad.
Oh, the worst? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't know personally, but I've heard a lot of people saying like the anime adaptation of Tokyo Ghoul was trash compared to the manga. So I'm going to say that. Even though I never read the manga for Tokyo Ghoul, I will one of these days, but yeah.
No, I've heard the same thing. So I've watched the anime, and to be honest, I barely remember.
I thought the anime was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I was going to say, I barely remember feeling like, at all, but some, like, I think it was like the last season, I heard a lot of people saying that it just wasn't good. It deferred from the manga hella, but like you said, I've never read the manga. I thought it was pretty decent. Like, I'm a fan of Tokyo Ghoul, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But that kind of just makes me feel like if they're saying that, you know, the anime was so much, or like, it wasn't as good as the manga, I'm like, that just means that the manga has to be amazing.
Like top tier.
Top tier, yeah. I'm gonna get it together and dust my eyeballs off and actually read a manga. One day I will.
Oh wait, I'm lying. I bought like 2 mangas from Barnes and Noble the other day.
What is that?
I bought what's that? Cells at Work. Ooh, Black. Okay. So the 18 plus version. And Love Me, Love Me Not. It's by the same creator of, what was that manga called? Sky Blue, Ior, something. But Koi was the main guy's name. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, I've been
Koi. I don't know. He has black hair and like, okay, that's very, that's not helpful.
That's not helpful. Black. I'm like, okay. Actually, though, I feel like most anime characters either have orange, yellow, pink, blue hair. Like, not that many, for real, have just plain black hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. There was something.
That's so true.
There was something I was watching recently, and most of the characters have black hair, and a lot of, like, most of the characters look, I can't remember what I was watching, but it actually, like, not startled me in a bad way, but I was shocked. I was like, wow, like most of the characters actually look kind of sort of Asian and have like dark hair. This is new. Like
Samurai Champloo?
It wasn't Samurai Champloo, but Samurai Champloo is one of those ones where people look regular. Like people look like.
Yeah. They look regular degula.
These are Japanese people for real, just living their lives. Okay, cool. Yeah, and you guys are based in New York, right? New York or?
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn, New York.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice. So literally, I haven't told anyone this, but I guess I'll say this on the podcast, but I'm actually moving to New York next year. So
come on through, sis.
I know, and listen, I'm so scared.
What part? Like the 5 boroughs or like upstate?
So I'm not sure yet, but I'm having to move to New York for school. But I don't know where. So I'm going to Columbia University next year. But I mean, I don't know anything about New York. So okay. I'm like, do
Ooh,
I live?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm like, do I live around there? Do I live in Brooklyn? Do I go to, like, you know, I'm like, I literally have no clue.
Well, Columbia, that's in the city. That's in Manhattan. So if you want, I would say, like, you can live in the city. But, like, if you got money like that, you can live in the city. You can live in Harlem. You can live in the Bronx. I have really cheap rent because Harlem is, like, $125, and like I want to say like Columbia is like 79th around there, like in the city. But if you don't mind the commute, you can like travel. You can live in Brooklyn or in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rent in Brooklyn is crazy. Like it's the same as the city, which is like okay. Unless you want to live in the hood, that's when you can get some good prices for rent. If you don't mind that, you know, a crackhead on the block. If you don't mind that.
Right. And you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to move to New York and, you know, be on that. And I'm from Chicago, but I grew up in Chicago. I know Chicago fairly well. Like, I feel comfortable here, you know, mm-hmm. even in areas or spaces where I'm like, this isn't the best. I feel okay. In New York, I'm definitely about to walk in New York. Like, what is going on over here?
You could also live in New Jersey. Like, New Jersey is pretty close to the city. So, and like, rent out there is pretty cheap as well.
Okay. I'm going to look into all of this. I have one friend that lives in New York. And I was like, I'm moving around end of July. So I told him, like, around April or so, I'm going to hit you up and be like, hey, homie, I'm about to come to New York. You have to show me around. I got an apartment hunt. When I finally go to New York, I'm definitely going to hit you guys up. Well, hopefully freaking the world is not
in shambles.
Right. I'll definitely hit you guys up to connect because you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for chatting with me. Tell the folks where they can find you, anything you guys got going on over at Hot Girl Anime.
So yeah, y'all can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Hot Girl Anime. For now, like, since the year is winding down, like, Jasmine and I are planning on, like, slowing our roll because we've been quite busy, so. But definitely next year, we are coming in hot with the content. Yeah.
Yes, and I look forward to that, and absolutely take care of y'all. Take some time, self-care. As creators, we all mm-hmm. need it 100%. Thanks for joining me. It has been lovely. And thank you guys again for listening to another episode of Big Time Talk with the Anime Nay. Make sure you guys check me out on social media as well. On Twitter, Instagram, all the things, Clubhouse at the_AnimeNay on all of the socials. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.